Yeah, I'm just here to give my full opinion on the Lil Wayne album featuring 2 Chainz, Welcome to Collard Grove. Yeah, you know. So let's do that. And that's what's coming up on the Music and Video Games podcast. So far it's lit, but you won't hear it on here because if I play it, it'll. I just can't play it on here, but you can go stream it on all your streaming services. Apple Music. Spotify, you know, all of them. So go do that. To those that like Lil Wayne, yeah, it's fire. To those that like 2 Chainz, it's fire. I'm a fan of both of them. So, yeah, you know. But definitely go do that. Go stream it. I like the album because it's different. It's 2 different styles and they clash. And when they clash together, it's just meek magic. The first song on it is called G6. They going back and forth. It's like a 2 tempo song. One is fast and one is slow. So, and it's different because, in fact, it's literally a 2 tempo song. One beat is slow, one is fast. And you see other people do it, but not like this. And so, yeah, man, just check it out. The next song on it is Big Diamonds. And, it sounded like they was trying to, well, it sounded like Lil Wayne was trying to get back to his old Cash Money days, and that's the feel that they was trying to go for on this. And it's different because that's what the game need right now. Yeah, man, just check it out. Because it's definitely fire. And it's definitely something that when you listen to it, you're like, yeah, it sounds like the old Cash Money, but it sounds like something that Lil Wayne himself needed to get back to. Yeah, man, for real. And it's not bad. The next song on it is Pressure, and that song is all over the radio right now. If you haven't heard it, you need to go check that out. Yeah, man, just check it out, because they actually tried to match styles on this, and it's a great combo. Not to mention the song is called The next song on it is Long Story Short, which it sounds like it's using a 3/6 sample. But the song is a good song though. Fire. Fire, 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 definitely. Yeah, man, it's definitely, it's a light work for Lil Wayne, though. He fucked this album up, and it's not getting noticed like it should, but fire, bruh. But it will. It just dropped not too long ago, so. Yeah, but check it out and vibe out to it. And let me know your opinion down in the comments. I'm gonna put up a poll. The next song on it is Millions From Now. Yeah, it's definitely fire. It's a slow beat though. On this song, they have two contrasting styles, but they try to measure them out to match up, like, you know. But the album is, it's not bad at all. And to be honest with you, with some of the albums that came out this year, this might be one of the best ones. You know, check it out. Because it was a lot of bullshit that dropped this year. The next song on it is called Crazy Thick, and welcome to the Music and Video Games Podcast. This is like the strip club banger for this album. They still have a couple other songs on there that could be used for that. We'll get to that when it's time to get to that. Well, but yeah, definitely check it out. Bang this album out and, you know, listen to it. This is Transparency by Usher, 2 Chainz, and Lil Wayne. Yeah, and it's fire. Matter of fact, this should be the next radio single, I think. If I was the one choosing what goes on the radio, I would definitely choose this. And the reason why I would choose this is because it's fire, the beat is hard, the vocals is on point, because you got Usher on there. And then you got 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne just setting the mood for the song. The next song is Significant Other. And, yeah, you know, check it out. It is definitely fire. Like, there's a lot of albums out there that's worse than this. Like, you know, for real. Listen to it and form your opinion on it. And then come back and we can talk about it. Yeah, man, just check it out. Let it bang out. And let me know what y'all think. Yeah, but definitely check it out. Because I done said enough about it. Like, it's everything you want is up to the street is thought-provoking is could be ghetto shit at times. It's everything. And that's what I like about me, because I'm going to tell you the truth whether you want to hear it or not. The next song is called Scene 3. Alexa, what's the name of this song? The thing before that was a skit. It was called Scene 3, but this is called PPA. Yeah, man. I like the fact they used a lot of old samples on this too. Yeah, man. Just check it out. It's definitely fire. 2 Chainz, kill it. Lil Wayne, he smashed it out the park. So, let me know what albums you want me to review next. And y'all got that. And I forgot to mention, on the last song, it features Fabulous. On that PPA song, it features Fabulous, so. Alexa, what's the name of this song?
This is Oprah and Gail, explicit by 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, and Benny the Butcher.
This song is Oprah and Gail, featuring 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne and Benny the Butcher. This song is fire. Alexa, what's the name of the song? This is Oprah and Gail by Benny the Butcher again. Cause I had to re-record that because the other one didn't record. But anyway. Hey man, check this. Damn, it's so hard, bro. Woo! That's just good. Yeah, y'all need to get this. Got it. We'll stream it. Whatever y'all want to do. The next song on there is Shane. Check it out. Yo, this is fire. Like, I don't know why I'm not streaming this right now. What the hell? But for real, this is fire. Check it out. It's good. It's like a fresh, they made cheesesteak. It's just what all the right seasonings and all that. You know? Wow, this shit hot, bro. The next song on there is Bars. You should check it out. It's really, really good and they really going off. Wow. Damn. Just check it out, though. You ain't gotta take my opinion for it. You ain't gotta believe it. But when you put it on, I guarantee you won't turn that motherfucker off. Yeah, man. Like, this album is crazy. To the point where I'm listening to still the same song I was listening to before called Bars. But now, I'm about to move on to the next single. Alexa, skip. Alexa, what's the name of this song? Scene 4, No Fence. A skit. Alexa, what's the name of this?
This is Godzilla,
explicit
by 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, and
Boy. This song is Godzilla by 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. Check it out. It's definitely fire. Yeah, the last song that played was Godzilla, and it's still playing in my background. Y'all can't hear right now, but it's definitely fire. Alexa, skip. Alexa, what's the name of this song? This one is called Crown Snatcher. And it's a banger. The beat is a bitch. I love it. So definitely check this out. I'm going to keep it moving. So far, my favorite songs on here, one of them is Crown Snatcher. And the other one is Bars. And Alexa, what's the name of this? And Can't Believe You. I like the way they own the song. I don't think Rick Ross fit this song though. But not saying that I have anything against him, cause I don't. I'm just saying for this song, I think they should have chose somebody else. That's not me hating on them, cause I actually like them, man. I mean, but he just don't fit this. This is Scene 5, never was lost. Well, Alexa, what's the name of the song?
This is Moonlight, exclusive by 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, and Marsha Ambrosius.
This is Moonlight by Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, and Marsha Ambrosius. But it's definitely fire. Check it out. Yeah, that's definitely Marsh Ambrosius. You can tell it. Yeah, it's on fire, man. And Moonlight was the last single on the MP3. So, you know, go stream that, pick it up, bang that. And you can thank the Music and Video Games podcast for telling you about it. Let's go. Welcome back to the Music and Video Games Podcast. Sponsored by Anchor for podcasting and Apple. Right. So, let's talk about the Super Bowl. I was not expecting Kansas to win that, but hey, T Swift power is real. And we're gonna get into more of my thoughts right now, because that's what's coming up on the Music and Video Games podcast. My Super Bowl recap on the Music and Video Games podcast. T Swift power is real. And that's what's coming up on the Music and Video Games podcast. I know, I'm not hating on T Swift. I'm just saying the power is real. And if you watch the game, you will understand why I said that, which I will get into coming up right now on the Music and Video Games podcast. Yeah. So, on the first play of the Super Bowl, it was, Kansas City was running for their life. Let's put it that way. That's why I said most of the game, the 49ers was winning. And, yeah, Mahomes is definitely feeling those hits, but I guess he's feeling them all the way to the bank. Cause, yeah, you know, that went down. Yeah, so, and, they definitely got lucky in that one, though. But, and if you actually watch the game and do your own recap, you will see exactly what I'm saying right now. Yeah, so what's going on? Yeah?
I can't believe that.
Welcome to the Music and Video Games Podcast. This is my 49ers. Well, actually, let's say Super Bowl Podcast, because that's what it is. The good, the bad, and the definitely ugly. Now, as for what team I'm going for, I myself. I don't even have a dog in the fight, but I was rooting for the 49ers because the 49ers was the better team at the time. And they still are, even when you look at it. And that's what's coming up on the Music and Video Games Podcast.